Welcome to another journey in the amazing life. I trust your life is just getting better and better every day. John said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Now notice how John makes a distinction or the contrast between fear and love. He's not making the distinction between love and hate, but love and fear. Now, love and fear are not equals. Now, they're polar opposites, but they're not equals. It's the same thing as the sun and the cloud. The sun is always shining, but sometimes clouds will roll in and you don't actually see the sun. And the thicker the clouds, the less you will see the sun. So it is with God. God is love. He's always shining brightly forth through Christ Jesus. But sometimes the clouds of fear are so thick that we cannot see the love of God. We are no longer aware or no longer conscious of the love of God. So you may ask, what is fear? Well, fear is at the core an illusion. It's a dream. It's a mental image that is based on insecurity, guilt, and shame. It's an alternate reality contrary to God. It's your mind creating false realities based on a self-worth that is not rooted in unconditional love. We use terms as worry, anxious, and insecure to define fear. Worry is not based on reality. It's based on what we perceive as being real. But it is created in our mind. If you dwell on it long enough or become obsessed with it, then it can become a reality, but it's never real until we make it real. There are, of course, many various degrees of fear, but I have not yet met one person that does not manifest any symptoms of fear in their life. The two most essential fears are fear of failure or fear of loss, and the second is fear of rejection. But what is the root of fear? It's so important to understand the root of something in order to know how to deal with it. For example, if you have brain cancer, you know, you can be given a Tylenol to help with the headaches, but it really is only going to maybe give you some temporary relief. It's never going to remove the problem. And so it is with often how we deal with spiritual things. We never deal with the root problem. In order to be free from fear, we got to deal with the root of fear, and we got to replace it with something else. Most things that we hear today that is somehow or another going to help against fear are only just coping mechanisms. They are there to ease the pain of the human suffering. But Jesus came to take away the root and to change your life altogether. So let's find out what the root cause is. What is the root of fear? And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, and you remember the story, that Adam and Eve, they were both naked. They were both naked and they were not ashamed. Now, the word shame simply means there is something wrong with me. So they had no sense of anything being wrong with them. They felt completely secure in the love of God. They were not ashamed. Now, the Bible says that the snake came along and tempted them with another reality, a reality that was not based on love, but it was based on a value system of good versus evil, right and wrong. And if you eat from this tree of knowledge of good and evil, if you accept this alternate reality, you will be like God. So when they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the Bible says that they were separated from God, who is love. They did not see God as love anymore. And when that happened, the Bible says they covered themselves up. Why? Because of fear. Where did that fear come from? From shame. They felt that they were not good enough for each other, so therefore they had to cover themselves up. Number two, they hid themselves from God. Why? Because of shame. They felt that they were not good enough before God. A value system of good versus evil introduced them to a feeling of inadequacy. They were not good enough anymore. And now their view of God was permanently distorted. And we still carry that view of God even to this day. And that's why we struggle to accept the unconditional love of God. So what am I saying? I'm saying that the root cause of fear is this feeling there is something wrong with me. It's shame. It's I am not good enough. I don't measure up. It's my self-worth that is insecure, that is not based on unconditional love. So even in church, there's always this thing being implied that there is something wrong with us, that we're not good enough. You know, we haven't done enough. We didn't pray enough. We didn't do something enough. The same is true in every facet of life. There is always this pressure on being accepted, being good enough. If you watch television long enough, you will see that all kinds of shows out there, and they're all based on you got to be good to be accepted. And if you are not accepted, then there's got to be something wrong with you. And you feel inadequate about yourself. Why? Because we are not secure in the love of God. So we try then to be as good as we can in order to be loved. And by living this way, we have distorted the very view, our view of God, and we've distorted who God is in our life. And when we hear the message of Jesus Christ, we take the message of Jesus by we see Jesus through the filters of good versus evil. So what is really the root of fear? It is a lack of awareness of God's love that results in emotional poison. Anger, hatred, selfishness, when you inflict wounds on others and hurt others, it all comes from fear. When you swear you will never be like your dad, even though that at the age of 50 you turn out to be just like him, it's all fear that is working in your life. It's the emotional poison that gets so great sometimes that it causes us to disconnect even from the world. That's why people get psychotic, schizophrenia, and all kinds of other things happen in life, because fear has completely gripped their life. And that fear is based on, there is something wrong with me. I am not good enough. But this is what Jesus came to do. He came to reveal God to us, that God is love. And the Bible says, perfect love casts out all fear. So when, in other words, the word here for perfect means to complete. When love has completed its work in us, this love of what Jesus did for us, when it becomes real in our hearts, when our subconscious is transformed by this reality, then fear is gone. And when fear is gone, all the problems that are linked to that fear, such as anger, hatred, selfishness, sickness and disease, and everything else, will then dissipate as well. Today, I want you to reflect on and meditate on the key to being free from fear is love. I am made free by love. God is love.